Would you introduce yourself, please?
So my name is Rory, and my artist name is Lemonade Shoelace.
You are a bedroom producer, songwriter.
Yeah.
You've had your first single, was in 2021. You have been on public radio here in the BBC. And I'm not sure if you have been to South By before or not. You've definitely been to the U.S. before.
No, I've never been to the U.S. This is why we have these conversations.
This is why we have these conversations, to correct some things. So tell me about, I don't know if it's pronounced BIM.
Yeah, so I went in as a guitarist, and I wasn't like a really good guitarist beforehand. I was just kind of like a guitarist.
Yeah, but it's music.
It's music.
Rock and roll. Do you need to be a really good guitarist?
But like compared to the guitarists that were there, they were really, really, really good.
Right.
So I just wanted to find something that I was good at, and I chose music production, really,
right,
and songwriting. I still stayed and studied the guitar, but I just on the side just started teaching myself how to actually make music.
And did they do a lot of craft and theory and all of that? I mean, what did you do when you were there?
To be honest, like all of the music production I did teach myself. It's a great place, and I think the best thing about a college like that is that you're there just to be around musicians all the time, and that makes you better because you just want to always be better. I didn't really know much about music production before I went in. I did have Logic Pro, and I was using it.
But you were messing with it.
I was messing with it, and I was actually doing all of my friends' coursework. So they would want to record their songs, so they came to me, and I did it all for them. That's how I got better. I was actually doing their coursework.
That's funny. Did they ask you? Have they asked you back to teach?
Yeah. No, not yet. They don't even know, actually.
So at what age did you actually start messing with instruments and discovering music and all of that?
That's a good question. I can't remember. I think I was about 8 or 9 when I got my first acoustic guitar.
Your parents got it for you?
My parents
got it. You just said, hey, I want a guitar?
Yeah. Well, like, see, my parents are big hippies, so we used to go to music
festivals.
They were
hippies?
Yeah. So, I have a couple of brothers and a sister, and just from a young age, they've been bringing us to music festivals. So I've always grown up around the idea of being a musician. Well, I did graduate college, but what happened was COVID hit, and that cut my college time prematurely. So COVID happened, and then I got sent back up to my family house in the north of Ireland. And what I had done for all my songs beforehand, I got my buddy to sing on all of the songs, because I didn't even sing at this point. So over lockdown, I had to start singing on my own songs. So that's how I started singing.
So give me a little sense of kind of the trajectory from, okay, I graduate, I start making stuff, there's COVID, I say, oh, got to sing on my own stuff because there's no choice. And next thing you know.
Yeah. So basically there's a talent development program in Belfast called Scratch My Progress. And it's run by the OEA Centre, which is like a music hub in Belfast. And usually they choose 4 artists every year, and they basically just, they teach them a lot about the music industry, get them to meet people, and at the end of the year, they put out a single with them, and they tell you, like, they give you a good breakdown on how to release a single. So I signed up for that, and I didn't think I would get it, and they chose 5 acts this year because, like, nobody had heard of Lemonade Shoelace. All of the other acts that they usually choose would be a band or an artist that's already kind of
right.
known. So I kind of came in. Autopilot Paradise, my first single, was released under that talent development program. So I had produced the single, but they paid for a mixing engineer to mix it. And then they sent me to a studio, and we got to mix it all.
And did they teach you the rest of it, as in, okay, now you need to get it to radio?
Yeah, so basically they did teach you, they kind of teach you how to be just an all-around musician. And
right.
that's like within the industry and within the radio.
Including the business.
The business is arguably the most important part, because you can have all the music in the world, but if you don't have the business behind you, it's not going to go anywhere. So I released the single, and there was a lot of attention on me because no one had heard of Lemonade Shoelace in Belfast, and suddenly I had released this song, and it was quite different than the other artists, in its own like kind of synth pop hazily way. And my manager that I have now had reached out. I had a couple of managers and a couple of record labels reaching out, you know, wanting
conversations
and stuff.
Already? That fast?
Already.
So local labels?
There was some in Dublin, some more local. But then after that, there was kind of more UK-wide, and then there was a couple in LA as well. Yeah, so that was my only single that I released up until a month ago.
Right.
So I only put my second single out a month ago, and between the first single coming out and that second single, a lot happened. So it's funny because the manager that I have, he was just doing business for free, just for like a couple of months, just to see if we can work well together. And he signed me up for the Vans Musicians Wanted competition.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and I
ended up... Next thing you know, you've got a brand behind you.
Next thing I know, I'm in Mexico with Youngblood.
You're Lemonade Shoelace, mm-hmm. right? And I like to blow up genres for a living. What is this?
I would usually kind of relate it to Tame Impala, because that's the closest thing that people do understand.
And how long do you think you're going to have to do that for? How long do you think you're going to have to...
I don't want to do it for much longer.
How much of what you do is in the box, and how much mm-hmm. of it... Do you go and play real keys, mm-hmm. and you know, and do you bring in other musicians, or right now it is 100% you?
So in this recent EP, I brought in my guitarist Ben. He's the live guitarist. He's played on 3 tracks, which is the first time I've ever had someone else play on Lemonade Shoelace songs, which is quite interesting. But usually I would do everything.
Got it.
So I would do.
And how much is in the box, and how much is analog?
Oh, so I. For the past 3 years, I had been using VSTs for my Juno and Prophet, but mm-hmm. after the publishing deal, I just bought my first Juno 106.
Oh, nice.
And a Prophet.
Nice.
And, like, I do have an Ovation Mini Nova and a Korg, Micro Korg as well, that I would use in a lot of the tracks. But now that I've got the actual Juno, I'm going to re-record everything, which is going to be exciting.
That's kind of cool. Nice to have some money to mm-hmm. to make some stuff.
I've been wanting one for 8 years, so like it was great to see that circle.
So, what goes on from here? There's an EP coming up.
EP coming out.
EP's coming up when?
28th of April.
What are you writing about?
Like, this EP is kind of... Like, it's kind of about finding myself. Obviously, it's titled Do Whatever Makes You Happy, and that's the leading single off it. And that's just a song about, you know, trying to tell people just do whatever makes them happy, which is, like, kind of something you don't really think about all the time. You know, it's like, am I happy in this situation? And people just kind of just trot on with life, even if they're not happy with it. And I genuinely just am making these songs so that people can, you know, maybe just get out of that job that they don't really want to be in, that's just not serving them in the spiritual way. And, you know, yeah, so that's a lot of my music's been written about that.
I like it. So is this full time now? No day job?
Oh yeah. So I quit my day job when I got back from Mexico. And I was like, yeah, I just want to do this.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. great.
Yeah.
So you play South by Southwest, mm-hmm. and then you go back. Are you doing festivals? Are you doing...
Yeah, we've got a couple of festivals lined up. There's a UK tour, and we're playing the Great Escape as well. Liverpool, Manchester, London, Great Escape, and then Belfast, Dublin.
I've invented a thing called a musical sandwich. Yes. And what it is 2 of your songs on the outside... And then songs by others in between.